Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. In our previous discussion, or in our previous episodes, we discussed the signs of a person who is an alim, a person who is a scholar. Obviously, an alim is a person who has knowledge and he possesses, you know, fazl and virtue because of that knowledge. But the Imam alayhi salam, as Imam Hussein alayhi salam, also is reported to have said something about a person who is jahal, a person who is ignorant, a person who is, does not know anything. So this jahal in contrast to the alim or the scholar, this person who doesn't know. So the Imam says that this person who doesn't know also has particular signs that one can tell that this person is a jahil, or a person who has been affected by some of the causes of jahil. So one of the signs that show that this person, or one of those things that bring a person to jahil, as the Imam mentioned in this tradition, is quite interesting. So the Imam says that the one of the signs of a person who is who has jahal and he is unaware or he has no knowledge is that he argues. He just debates and discusses, but not for the sake of finding the truth. He just discusses for the sake of discussing with those individuals who are not of the disbelievers, of the kuffar. So he just wants to argue with people for the sake of arguing, to show his fazl, to show that he is greater, he knows more about this particular issue than anybody else. So here the hadith says kufr. So kufr here could mean many things. Kufr could mean that a person's belief is covered. Or it could also mean, because we know what we mean by a person when we call him a kafir, is that he has covered something. So here, for example, a person understands the truth, but you want to argue with him about that very same thing. But he knows the truth, why are you arguing? So when we say kufr here, we can take it in the general meaning. That he argues with those who do not cover the truth. He debates with them, those who do not cover the truth. Rather, it can be said that a person who wants to debate with somebody should debate with somebody who has covered the truth in order for that truth to become uncovered, to become clear. So that person who is a kafir, again in the general meaning, starts to understand that, no, I've covered the truth, I've made a mistake, you know, I should accept this. Again, this is one of the possible meanings of this tradition. There probably are others as well. This is what came to my mind. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to, you know, make us go towards any of these signs of jahal, and to make us of those who are of knowledge and of the scholars and of the defenders of the Maktab of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد